Even though what was said earlier should be enough to make you realize that looking out for your own good is only achievable through collective well-being, if you need examples from everyday life, consider a fire starting in a house. If the neighbors, out of self-interest, avoid facing the danger and lock down their homes in fear of being robbed, they would end up enduring severe punishments. The fire could potentially advance and consume their properties as well. Since they didn't care for their neighbor's well-being, they end up losing their own, too. This happens because God, in his desire to interconnect us all, created a world where one person's welfare is linked to another's. This principle holds true in a ship during a storm. If the captain disregards the passenger's safety and seeks only his own, he will likely end up endangering himself and others. This principle is visible in every profession. If a profession only considers its own profit, neither life nor the profession itself could exist. The farmer, for example, doesn't just plant enough crops for his personal consumption, as that would lead to starvation for himself and others over time. Rather, he considers the needs of the many. A soldier faces danger not just to save himself, but to safeguard his community too. Similarly, a merchant doesn't just import goods for his personal use, but for the many others as well.